Christians are dying in Egypt, not by spontaneous combustion. They're being murdered by Muslims. And the question is, what is the future for Egypt now that Jimmy Carter and Obama have unleashed the Muslim hordes on the Christians? Joining us right now to discuss this is the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and the founder and president of the Shiloh Israel Children's Fund, David Rubin. David Rubin, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Well, thank you. Good to be with you, Michael.
First, could you remind my audience on the Savage Nation who the Coptic Christians are and what has happened to them since the overthrow of Mubarak by Jimmy Carter, Brzezinski, Barack Obama, and Soros?
Well, one thing that much of the world doesn't seem to be getting is the Arab Spring is nothing but that. Nothing of that kind. The Arab Spring is actually an Islamic winter. The Arab Spring that everyone was praising in the streets of Cairo, Egypt, just some months ago, and in Libya, is actually what I call it. It's actually the title of my book, the Islamic Tsunami. Okay, we are talking about a situation in which the Islamic Sharia law is taking over in the Middle East. It's taking over country after country. And the main power brokers in the Middle East now are the Muslim Brotherhood and the Ayatollahs of Iran. And they're in competition. Those two players are the two major power brokers in the Middle East. And that's a very dangerous situation.
Well, doesn't what's happening right now in Egypt prove that the Middle East faces a dire threat of the radical extremism of the Muslim Brotherhood?
There's no question about the radical extremism is coming from the Muslim Brotherhood. The Muslim Brotherhood itself is the organization that formed the Hamas terrorist organization. The Muslim Brotherhood is an organization that, despite the fact that they masquerade as a political party in Egypt right now, they call for a globalist jihadist process to destroy and eliminate the Western civilization from within. This isn't David Rubin talking, who's saying these things. This comes from the founding documents of the Muslim Brotherhood. It comes from the Quran. This is the core of Islam, I'm sorry to say. Now, a lot of people tell me, well, surely you're speaking about radical Islam, the radical elements in Islam. Well, no, I'm talking about the core of Islam that calls for jihad, that calls for holy war against the non-believers, meaning all non-Muslims, meaning Christians, meaning Jews. And we see the manifestation of that in Egypt today, where the rumor of some Christians building a church is enough to start a mass riot that kills 24 Christians and wounds 200.
Well, what does this mean for the future relationship between Egypt and Israel?
Unfortunately, the situation is not stable in Egypt. For many years, there was a peace treaty with Egypt. It was a cold peace, yes, but it was a peace treaty nonetheless with the leader of Egypt, Hosni Mubarak. He was thrown out with the help of the Obama administration. And unfortunately, the situation right now is very, very unstable. We've had the gas line between Egypt and Israel has been blown up three times already in the Sinai Desert, which borders Israel. There are threats all the time against Israel. The Israeli embassy was attacked by massive riots that were encouraged by the main ruling powers in Egypt. We are in a very dangerous situation.
Well, does the Muslim Brotherhood want a war with Israel?
Well, I don't think it's in their interest right now for them to instigate a war. They want to gain power in Egypt. They want to win free elections that are soon going to be in Egypt, most likely in the coming months. So they want to come to power. They and all their Islamic allies want to come to power. They want to impose Sharia law on Egypt, which I should add most Egyptians believe in and most Egyptians want to have that oppressive Sharia law in Egypt. And the situation is such that right now there is virtually no question that that's what's going to happen. There was a poll taken just some months ago in Egypt in which they found that 84% of Egyptians believe that a Muslim who changes his religion should be executed. and in most cases publicly in the public square. This is what Egyptians believe. This is what Egyptians want. And it looks like this is the direction that it's going in. The Muslim Brotherhood, when the time is right, will be there with the other Arab nations, with the other Islamic nations that surround Israel, ready to attack. There's no question about it.
Doesn't this violence prove that Anderson Cooper and the other idiots in the media supporting the so-called Arab Spring were not only wrong, but complicit in the killing of Christians?
There's no question that they're wrong. I said it from the start when they were talking about the pro-democracy movement. They were talking about the Arab Spring. Those are loaded terms, if I've ever heard any. And in my book, The Islamic Tsunami, Israel and America in the Age of Obama, I explained all of this. I predicted all of this, that the different Islamic organizations, that the Arab Muslim countries are all going to be there against Israel, are all going to be shouting death to America, death to the great Satan, death to the little Satan. And this is what we see happening, even in Libya, where the American government unfortunately and mistakenly poured billions of dollars into NATO's war against Gaddafi. Well, Gaddafi is no friend of Israel and no friend of America, but the people who are going to be replacing him are also no friends of America and no friends of Israel. They're already calling for a draft constitution that has Sharia law as the basis, that has that oppressive Islamic law as the basis for the new Libya. So we see it happening all across the Middle East.
Can anything be done to bring an end to the violence in Egypt and across the Middle East?
The only way that you stop violence coming from a violent culture is to show that you can fight fire with fire. You do not defeat terrorism. You do not defeat Islamic extremism by reaching out your hand in peace and saying, let's negotiate. You don't negotiate with terrorists. You smash them to smithereens. And that's how you fight terrorism. You cannot fight terrorism by telling the terrorists that you want to have peace and we want to negotiate and we're sorry for what we've done. Being an apologist does not stop terrorism and does not stop the terrorists from continuing their war against the United States and Israel.
Well, David Rubin, thank you for joining us today on The Savage Nation. It's a very sad time indeed.
You're welcome, Michael. It was good to be with you.
This is The Savage Nation.
Savage.